Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get half gallons of delicious Kroger milk for $1.29 each. Then get flavorful Tyson Natural Boneless Chicken Breasts for $2.49 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What is going on, everyone? Welcome to Coexisting with Rob and Maggie. It is Friday, August 18th. We are glad you are here. We have a lot to talk about, and we have to start the show like we normally do, just with a quick introduction. Maggie, how are you?
I'm doing great. And that's a lie.
Guys, we had wardrobe malfunctions before the show started today.
Yeah, it was so weird. We almost were late because, like, I do my makeup, you know, what little of makeup I have on my face. And then I swear to God, I did everything I do absolutely every week. And then I hop on, you know, the stream. And when I'm on the stream and see myself, you know, on the video, I was like, what the hell did I do to my face? And it was like, at least 2 shades wider than the rest of my body. I was wearing, you know, a dress. It's like a tank top, you know, from the waist up. And then I tried, you know, doing something, you know, darkening my face because, like, it was way, way wider than the rest of my skin. And I'm like, I have no idea what I did. You know, I have the same makeup that I always have. And I'm like, okay, fudge this. I can't do this. So I just put on a t-shirt so it doesn't show just how, you know, darker I actually am. I blame the vacation that we had because I obviously got a tan, but like, why now? Why not the last 2 weeks? Like, yeah. That's weird. Also, All In is approaching and you have no idea the amount of anxiety I'm getting. Like, today I did the stupidest mistakes ever.
Okay.
I have brain farts almost every hour because I have no idea how my brain functions without this. I like this level of anxiety. Hell no. I've never had that.
Well, let's talk about brain farts. Today, some news came out about, Cash Wheeler, who was arrested late July for brandishing a weapon during what sounds like he was alleged to brandish a weapon, a gun, in an alleged road rage incident. He had court today, so some big news is coming out of that. It sounds like he will be at All In, so that's interesting news. It's unfortunate that it happened. Again, this is all alleged. This is disappointing that it's happened, but that this news is out there. But I'm just, you never know. You know, this kind of stuff, it just surprises me, you know. But you never know with people. That's the thing. And I know, Maggie, I know you don't drive, but sometimes the...
Explain road rage to me as if I'm 5.
Okay, well, road rage is when somebody, and again, it varies. Like, my definition is if somebody, like, pisses me off really bad, like, if they cut in front of me basically do something that puts me in danger, or if I'm like in a hurry and I'm just being a douche. I try to never have road rage. I think I've had it once and I realized that I was being a douche. It was on me. And
it's really weird that it has gotten to the capacity where you guys have a word for that.
Oh, it's awful. It's a bad thing. I mean, I like mine.
You guys have a word for that.
It's everywhere though. I mean, it really is.
Like, I know it's everywhere, but you guys actually have a word for that.
Well, there's a word everywhere for it. I mean, literally,
no.
There's no. What do they call it? Like if you're in a, have you ever had, like, you take a taxi sometimes from work?
Okay.
Have you ever heard, like, your taxi driver just get pissed at somebody or, like, just lose
yeah, but it? He just curses and moves on.
Okay, but has he ever? Okay, so I mean, that's probably not the best excuse, but.
I know what you're saying, but you actually have a word for the thing. We don't.
Yeah, and then you act on it. But the thing is it happens everywhere. And
I know. It really does. It's stupid. So, you know, something happens and then you get out of your car and start arguing with the other person. Is that it? Like, is that...
Well, I mean, it can lead to that, but sometimes it leads to other things. There's been, thankfully, Cash didn't shoot anybody, allegedly. You know, or allegedly, we know he didn't shoot anybody. But what, there's been people that do get shot, people that do get killed because of stuff like this, unfortunately. And thank God it didn't lead to anything like this.
Over driving.
Yeah, it's, sometimes you just, it, sometimes just shit happens. It's really hard to say. I mean, I've seen it happen. Not, like I said, I've never got out of the car. I've never had that incident problem. I guess I'm lucky. I've been driving for 25 years now. So it just varies. I mean, like Kyle says here, road rage can vary, like, from basic gestures. I mean, flipping somebody the bird. Like, I mean, it's just leaving the car for the physical confrontations, you know. But it's happened. People have been stabbed. People have been shot, slapped. I mean, you name it, it's happened probably.
I get it. Okay. So before I start, just two things. Could you please remove our names, first of all?
Sure.
And second of all, hi, guys, please. You know, send us a super chat or humper chat to support the show, and also support my all in Wembley trip, money for coffee and everything. I know that Alex McCarthy is going to supply me with coffee, but, like, there's the rest of the stuff, you know, like life.
We'll move on.
I haven't talked about this.
Oh, okay, sorry.
Jesus, like, I know, like, okay, because we have, we don't have, you know, the full details on it. So the thing is, I just have one question. Why does everyone have guns? Why does everyone have guns? Please, Rob, you're an American. I have guns also. Look at those things. Yeah,
your guns are impressive. Mine.
Yeah,
really.
I do have
mine
impressive guns.
Chubby,
I stopped eating. I haven't eaten in a week.
Yeah.
So, explain to me this. Like, Rob, you're an American. You live in the States. Please defend your country. Why do you guys have guns? Why does everyone have guns? Explain this to me. Why would you flash your gun in the road rage? Why would you do that? I love you, Cash Wheeler. I adore you. I adore FTR. I am not gonna sit here and defend flashing guns from a road rage.
Okay.
What the fuck?
So, there's a lot of people's answers are different because I don't own a gun. So, like, when you say everybody, I get it. I get what you're saying. People,
I talked to Chris. Chris doesn't own a gun also.
Yeah.
But, like, Chris, I'm pretty upset right now.
Like, no, I get it. And, like, that's the thing. I mean, they like to have guns. They have the right to own guns. It's one of those things. I like to shoot guns, but I don't own any. I don't own
the right to do a lot of stuff, but you choose not to do it.
But people own them. Some people own them because they just like them. Some people own them for their own protection. Some people own them because they need to use them. Like, I
well,
mean,
that's,
or
well,
they
that's
need
the
to.
Thing. Protection. You said protection.
Yeah.
Protect from what? From
people that
other
break
people
in your
with
house.
Guns.
And...
with other people with guns.
Yeah, that happens. Like, I'll give you an example. A couple of years ago, and this happens everywhere. A couple of years ago, in a town about an hour and a half from here, there was a guy in St. Cloud, Minnesota, at a mall. Instead of, luckily, he didn't have a gun, but he was in the mall and he started stabbing people. Minnesota is a state where you have conceal and carry. Basically, you can carry a gun as long as you conceal it. Well, this person that was in the mall saw this person stabbing other people, and guess what? He pulled out his gun and he shot the person. He basically saved a lot. He saved lives by doing that. That's what that was for. Some people do it for like their protection. That's why it just happens here. It's unfortunate that we even need them or people need them. I don't own one because for different reasons. I don't own one because of, I've been talking about it for years. I don't own one because of my mental health. I've talked about it that I almost.
Yes, please never own a gun. Please.
Yeah, I've
just don't.
I've,
ever. Do not go there. The thing is, just, you know, having. I'm terrified at the sight of a gun. I'm absolutely terrified of that. So it just, like I've talked about this on the podcast with you previously, Rob. My grandmother's brother, like she, he passed away recently, like a couple of years ago. So he owned a gun, and every time he would come to the apartment, do you want me to hug you, Rob? Like, is everything okay? Okay. Yeah. So every time he came to the apartment and he would sit on the couch and just, you know, start, you know, like having normal conversations with, you know, the family and everything. And I just see that he has an actual gun. And I'm like, why do you have a gun? Like, why are you doing this? Like, why would you ever have, you know, a gun? I understand what people are coming from. I understand, you know, possessing a gun, you know, for defense, you know, but I still don't get it. I really don't. I suppose it's something that I will never understand, and I hope I never do, because though that's, you know, one of the things that it's really absolutely scary to me. But if you guys want, we can move on from this ridiculous conversation, really, really unfortunate conversation, you know, about guns and everything. I'm glad you're back. I just start talking about guns. I cannot hear you.
All right. So we got some super chats. Sorry about that. So we'll start with those so we can move on. Soupy says, hi, guys. When are you flying out, Maggie?
I am flying out next Saturday.
There you go.
That's in a week.
Chris says, let's ignore the news and talk about potatoes.
What kind of, Rob, how do you love your potatoes? Like, what are your favorite kinds of potatoes?
Oh, I like potatoes. They're good. I like french fries. I like potatoes. I don't really.
It's always puzzling why you guys call them french fries. Just call them fried potatoes.
Okay, fried potatoes. I just like potatoes. I'm a fan.
All sorts of potatoes. Like, we will never judge.
Yeah.
All potatoes are.
I'm a potato guy. What can I say?
Mm-hmm.
Ryan Sullivan, does Bulgaria even have roads?
This is a funny question, Ryan, sweetie. I adore you so much for this question because it's always relevant in Bulgaria. No, Ryan, we do not have roads. And if you want further clarification, DM me and I will explain it to you. No, we actually do, but those are not roads. Like, the moment where when everyone from Europe comes into Bulgaria with a car and they cross the border and they're like driving, you know, the safe road from their, you know, from their country. And they're like,
Supi, you know
those
what to
are
do.
Not, those are not Robs. Hi, Supi. We love you, sweetie. So, yes, if you want, we can move on to Edge's alleged last match. We adore you too, Chris.
Yep. Love you, Rob. Much. Love you, Maggie. Thank you. Ricardo says, I also do not own guns due to my mental health. So, yeah, that's a good thing. We have a lot of, it's welcome to French fry talk, according to the chat, or potato talk. We have a lot of potato talk in here.
We can make that in a whole podcast if you want.
Yeah, we might have.
I can talk about potatoes all night.
Yeah. Welcome to potato, coexisting with potatoes. So anyways, yes, Edge tonight, he is facing Sheamus in a one-on-one match. It's hard to believe that this is their first one-on-one match, but when you think about it, Edge left in 2011, so Sheamus got there around 2009, 2010-ish, I want to say. So, I mean, it's kind of weird that this is the first time they've met in a one-on-one match, I guess. But, this is going to be their one-on-one match. I saw some, I think it was Ace, put it in chat that Edge did say that his contract is up in September. So there's that.
It's so weird, Rob.
It is. A lot of people want him to go to AEW. I get that. I understand that because of the potential dream matches him and Christian could have if they team up. I get that. I do. I understand that. There's just a part of me that just, I don't know. It's kind of, I know Sting went to WWE. The great thing is Edge is really good at selling. Like, when it comes to interviews, he's really good at doing this.
He is so good.
The problem that I run into is I think that, I think if it was up to Vince and he could spend the money, he would do it. He would keep Edge. But that being said, I don't know how they're, like, the money thing is with them right now. Like, if they're just doing whatever they can to cut money, because that I don't know. I don't honestly know. That's what is very interesting to me. I think you need Edge, personally. I think he brings a lot to the table.
Oh, everyone needs Edge.
Yeah, but the one thing, too, is I'm just curious to see what happens. I mean, don't get me wrong. There's some matches I would love. It's just, I just can't. It's hard to see. It's hard to see him there. But I also said the same thing about Daniel Bryan or Bryan Danielson. I did not picture him there. So,
really?
I did not picture him going. The one thing, too, is I will say this is AEW has one thing working in their favor. A lot of his close friends are there. I mean, he has FTR. He's really close to the Hardy Boys. And so there's four right there. I know I'm forgetting somebody right now. I mean, there's four good friends right there, but you also have other guys like people that he was close to. I know he was close to Mark Henry at one time. Granted, Mark Henry doesn't wrestle, but he's there. Dean Malenko was somebody he liked. Dean Malenko, I don't think travels as much, but he's still somebody that's around. The other thing too, if I remember correctly, Tony Khan is a huge, and everybody's a huge Edge fan, but that's somebody that Tony Khan went after originally. Like if you watch that Edge documentary, like before he came back. Oh yeah, duh, Christian. I knew there was somebody I was forgetting, the TNT champion, not.
Did you say his name first?
I might have. I don't remember. But no, everybody said I did not say Christian. So I think
I just imagined automatically.
I knew there was somebody. It was Christian. First. I was thinking, yeah, Christian. So,
duh, Christian. Sure,
I knew, like, yeah, that's the thing. Christian, obviously. So his best friend in the world's there. Then you have FTR.
Ricardo and the caps so like Christian Rob.
Yeah, I know Christian Rob. Christian, yeah. It's my first day. There we go. Got that out of the way. So I mean, five of his best friends are there. That's working in his favor. Plus, you got the owner who is a huge Edge fan, which also helps. It just really depends on him, what he wants. And I know a lot of people want to see another Edge and Christian match versus, or Edge and Christian versus Hardy Boys. I know a lot of people want to see Edge and Christian versus Young Bucks, Edge and Christian versus FTR. Caden wants Edge and Christian versus the Lucha Brothers. Don't get me wrong. It's just, I'm like, I don't want them to get hurt. You know, it's just, you got Malakai Black, another guy that I would love to see Edge wrestle with. There's so many people, but there's also the other thing too, is like I put in the YouTube thumbnail. Yahoo, YouTube, you know, same thing, same.
No one's ever said that word.
Oh, somebody has.
And ever.
Yeah. Well, there's still some dream matches in WWE that I'd like to see him have. Not many, but there's some.
Oh yeah, there are. But one of the ultimate dream matches for Edge for me was AJ Styles, and look how that turned out. It was so deflating. It really was. And you know what? When last week they said on the show, first ever match, Sheamus and Edge. And I paused the show. And I was like, certainly it must have happened at least once before. It really hadn't.
Nope.
Like, they hadn't wrestled before. And it's really, really puzzling to me.
Yeah, I looked on Cage Match myself, and I was
I was very surprised. And I was like, what? Like, really? Like, surely it must have happened. Like, I didn't see. Were there any tag team matches?
No.
Sorry for my high-pitched voice.
Tag team matches, they've had some tag team matches, but never a singles match.
Okay.
Yeah, they've been in the ring.
I didn't pay attention to that.
Yeah, they've been in the ring. Like, most, all their, they've been in the ring. This tonight will be their 25th time, according to Cage Match. And every match has either been a Royal Rumble or a triple threat match or a tag match.
Okay.
But they've never had a singles match.
Yeah, well, like, the thing is, I adore the story that Sheamus and Edge told, you know, in the ring. It's really funny how, you know, when you're yourself, you actually, you know, can tell really heartwarming stories and actually make sense out of the entire thing. Because if they hadn't told the story, and if they hadn't told us that this was their first ever one-on-one match, it would have made zero sense to me. Like, and also, I wouldn't give a crap about it. But look what they're doing now. Like, did you notice that WWE is live on their YouTube page right now, streaming 8 hours worth of, you know, Edge matches.
Yep.
You know, to actually sell the fact that this is his last match, you know. They're playing it really well. And if this does end up, you know, being his last match, I would be really surprised, because I am buying it.
Yeah. Well, you know, the other thing too is, like, talking about other dream matches, he's never wrestled Sami Zayn in a singles match. He's only been in a Royal Rumble match with him. So you got that. There's other matches the other thing too is, I mean, this isn't a dream match because it's happened before, but I would love to see Edge and Rey Mysterio in a singles match again. I'd love to see Rated RKO in a tag match again if Randy comes back. I hope he does. I mean, that's something that I would love to see. I was hoping they would do that in the beginning.
I was hoping for Edge and Carmelo Hayes.
I mean, there's so many matches that are there too.
Edge and Tommaso Ciampa. Ciampa versus everyone.
There's so many people putting in. Edge versus KO did happen, but only one time, and nobody's got to see it other than if you were at a house show in Madison Square Garden. It was a steel cage match.
Yeah, so, I remember. I didn't mention that because I kind of, my memory, it's sure that this match has happened before, but like that's,
now,
yeah, that's good.
Now, the one thing I'll say about this is, so the, I don't know what the hell that was, but okay.
Okay.
Wow. Anyways, what would be interesting, so we get all this hype about Christian. Oh, Maggie, this one will get you going.
Yeah, Edge and Dragunov, I just saw that.
Anyways.
Jesus.
Could, so let's go in the hypothetical here. What if tonight, and this is just, it's not going to happen because this would make, this would be too good. But what if tonight.
This will happen because it's too good. Way to go.
Well, what if tonight was the night where Bray Wyatt returned and cost Edge?
Oh, no.
That's where we get that feud.
No.
Yeah.
Oh, I my could, God.
The thing is I could see that happening, you know? Like, I mean, I could see that. But also, what if it was me?
So you're saying that in kayfabe, this for him is the last match because he does want to go, but Bray Wyatt makes him stay.
Yeah, that's what I mean. That's that came to mind because that's just
like that's literally what you're saying.
That's the WWE booking in me.
Yeah,
like that the. Like different things, different scenarios that's running in my head. I'm like, how are they doing this? Because, that's one way. The other thing too is, I mean that's what gets me. That's what makes me wonder. But I don't think that's happening because that I just don't see that happening. I just don't because, some people are mad that I'm calling a Joel here.
Yeah. No. It has nothing to do with Madcap Moss or Riddick Moss or whatever you guys are saying. Hey, where's Josh Alexander from Impact? Like, that's a random thought.
That would be a good match, by the way.
Josh Alexander in Edge? Absolutely. Yep.
Edgeward,
absolutely.
Yeah.
Ace, for me, it will be oatmeal because I will be having breakfast.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I don't know what I'll have tonight. I've been on a protein kick, so probably chicken.
I have the only thing I'm able to eat recently ever since I started puking 2 weeks ago.
Nice.
Yeah, it's eggs. I've eaten eggs and I don't know what you guys call it, but it's close to cottage cheese. It's not cottage cheese, but it's close to it. It's really awful, but it's really high in protein. So eggs and cottage cheese. So that's what I've been eating.
So,
hence the guns.
Yeah. So you know what it sounds like you're doing.
What?
Sacrifice!
I brought it back.
Oh my God. I mean, I just spent the entire day with my nephew today, and he just did the, you know, tapping on the bar.
I brought it back. Merry Christmas.
This is so much better than Merry Christmas. This is so much better than David Buster's Damn It.
Yeah,
I had to delete it.
Yeah, I had to delete the David Buster's one because it just
David Buster's Damn It.
No, I didn't.
I knew you were gonna do that. So moving on, Lacey Evans is gone.
She's gone. So that doesn't really surprise me. You could tell she was getting tired of like staying at home, but
she never got over. I don't know. I don't know if it was the booking. I don't know if it was, you know, her work. I never got the chance to understand. I actually enjoyed the Southern Belle gimmick. I don't know why they got rid of it. This was actually something that you can tell that she enjoyed doing.
Mm-hmm.
And I just really don't get it. I didn't I didn't like, you know, her last stuff that she did. She kind of even shot herself in the foot by, you know, talking about stuff on social media that she wasn't educated about. That really did her absolutely no favors. Having in mind that I myself have often said that, but, you know, for minor stuff, not as real and important as the stuff that she talked about, you know, nothing health related. And nothing that would hurt anybody. If this is something that she later decides to go back to, I don't know if people care. Like, I don't know. Like, the storylines that she was involved with never clicked. You know, the only storyline that pops into my head was that storyline between her and Becky with Baron Corbin and Seth, which was a train wreck.
And Ric Flair. That one,
that was a train wreck, and the Ric Flair stuff. And she, like, when she had their match on her, you know, on her butt, she had Seth's name. Like, do you remember that?
Yeah, no, not really.
It was so bad, or it might have been something different, but I'm pretty sure that it said Seth on her butt cheeks. Like, that wasn't that wasn't great. And her and Ric Flair, that was such a catastrophe. And then she went and had a legitimate baby. Like, guys, please. Like, that was incredibly funny and not in the good way. So all the best to Lacey Evans. I hope she finds something she enjoys doing, because I kind of feel like she didn't enjoy doing what she was doing at the end of, you know.
Somebody put it in chat. I did see it too, somewhere, that she's going to be opening her own diner, probably in South Carolina area, Georgia, where she's
South Carolina.
North Carolina. People are saying Lacey's going to dethrone Camille in the NWA.
Okay.
Yikes.
No.
But yeah, Lacey Evans leaving, that doesn't shock me. It is what it is, I guess. Maggie, this
Sunday?
Yeah, this Sunday. Impact versus New Japan, Multi-Universe United 2, For Whom the Bell Tolls. Good song, by the way. At the 2300 Arena in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania.
Philly!
Doing okay there?
Oh, it's from How I Met Your Mother.
No, I know. I good show, by the way. I'm just, Ryan Sullivan's going to be there. Good. Nice.
You know what? I'm going to be at All In.
There you go.
Did you know?
I did know that.
Did I tell you?
Yeah. That's cool. I'm happy
for
you.
Talking to Ryan. Yeah.
Gotcha.
I will rub it in everyone's noses next week.
Are you talking about going to All In, or are you talking about something else now? Ba-dum-bum. Too soon. Anyways, Impact World Championship. Alex Shelley defending his title against Hiroshi Tanahashi. Who you got?
Alex Shelley is so not losing his championship. Alex Shelley here.
Yeah, I would like to see Tanahashi win, but Alex Shelley's going to get the victory.
Yeah.
We got the New Japan Strong Women's Championship. Julia defending her title against Giselle Shaw. Momo... I'm going to get this wrong because I don't know how to pronounce.
I will also get this wrong.
Momo Kogo? I'm so sorry. I don't watch.
I am so sorry. Yes.
Yeah.
I am.
And so Mrs. Sorry. Deonna Purrazzo. Julia's going to win this.
Obviously, but I am excited for Deonna Purrazzo to fight every one of these.
I butchered that name. That'd be helpful for next time. That way I know. Leo Rush and Trey Miguel taking on Mike Bailey and Takahashi. I'm going to go with Mike Bailey and Takahashi.
Really?
Yeah, I'm feeling
it. I'm going with Trey Miguel and Leo Rush. Like, Leo Rush cannot lose. I adore Mike Bailey and Takahashi. Like, don't get me wrong. But Trey Miguel and Leo Rush cannot lose here. in yeah. my opinion. In my, but this is just, you know, the Impact Wrestling and me talking. So, yeah.
You got TMDK, Zack Sabre Jr. and Shane Hayes taking on Moose and Eddie Edwards.
Yeah, TMDK. I'm sorry. Yeah. Zack Sabre Jr. TMDK. TMDK yep. would absolutely yep. win here.
That's who I'm going
with. Having in mind that I'm not the biggest Moose fan, so I don't care.
Sami Callihan versus
Doku. Ah, thank you. I don't think that Sami Callihan is gonna win here.
Yeah,
but I am gonna pick him because I always root for Sami Callihan.
Okay, I'm going with Doku. Bullet Club with David Finlay, Kenta, Alex Coughlin, Clark Connors, Ace Austin, and Chris Bay taking on the World, which is PCO. Josh Alexander, Tama Tonga, Tangaloa, El Fantasmo, and sorry, I didn't see the other one. The DKC. Thank you. There's no way Bullet Club loses this match.
No way Bullet Club loses this match. I'm excited to see Kenta.
By the way, Clark Connors has the interview with Sean Rossett. Going to be dropping pretty soon. So check that out.
Please.
Yep, it's pretty good. I got to watch it. I did the notes for it. Pretty good. He says a lot of stuff that might get people talking. Go Scramble match.
Oh my, I'm shocked.
Yeah, believe it or not. Yeah. Scramble match. I mean, it's not going to be on the category that we saw a couple weeks ago, like talking interview. I mean, not anywhere close to that. But anyway, scramble match. Chris Sabin, Frankie Kazarian, Rich Swann, El Desperado, Bushi, Kevin Knight, Yo, and is it Mayo? Mayo? It's not Mayo.
I am not that familiar deeply with New Japan.
Yeah.
So, I'm going to go with Chris Sabin.
I want Kevin Knight. Let's go with Kevin Knight. He was on, Grap City recently. He's going to get that Grap City rub. Let's give it to him.
Okay, Kevin Knight.
Yeah. I'm going to go with that.
No, I'm still sticking with Chris Sabin. I'm sorry.
Okay.
I would go Frankie Kazarian, but he has me blocked on Twitter. So
yeah, damn him. Well, he might not long. Jesus. That's
He might not block me for long.
That is so dumb.
That is so dumb. Let's not get into that.
Right.
Yeah, TJP and Akira against Robbie Eagles and Fujita.
I'm going Robbie Eagles and Fujita. Because I don't like TJP.
I don't like TJP too. But like that doesn't mean that they're not going to win the match.
Yeah.
I'm going with TJP that's just and me. Akira.
Yeah. Okay, gotcha.
Yeah.
Impact Digital Championship, Kenny King taking on Kanemaru.
Yeah. Kenny King, I don't see any Impact Championships changing hand in this pay-per-view. Is it a pay-per-view or is it a special? Because like I might call it a pay-per-view.
All right.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with Kenny King.
Yeah, sure, of course. So Joe Hendry and Yuemura, every time I butcher this name, and Heath Slater versus Master Yadu, Rocky Romero, and Taguchi.
I'm not going to go against my guy Rocky Romero.
I don't want either, but I feel like Yuemura, Hendry, and Heath are winning this one. But I love Rocky Romero so much. Like, he's responsible for so many things that are happening in wrestling right now.
Yeah.
I adore Rocky Romero, but I'm going with Hendry, Yuemura, and Heath Slater.
Yep. Yeah.
Just because I believe in Joe Hendry.
There you go. He got to. This day and age, why not? Yeah. Why wouldn't you not?
Yeah. By the way, guys, I'm blonde again.
Yeah,
like you can't see it because of the light and everything, but I am blonde.
Holy crap!
No,
it's good news. I'll post a clip of it, or post a screenshot here in a second. So it's good news.
What?
Okay. For WWE, it's not.
Okay.
I'm posting it here in just 1 second.
Oh, not for us, right?
No, not for us. No. So let's see here. It's. Let's see. Yep. Play that Wheel of Fortune music or not. Jeopardy is what I meant.
I started singing the Best Friends theme song because we're going to talk about Best Friends in a while.
So,
Best Friends.
So Darren Revell just tweeted out this. Just in, WrestleMania 40 went on sale today and has already broken WWE's all-time gate record, $21.5 million at WrestleMania 39, more than 90,000 tickets sold so far for the two-day event at Lincoln Financial Field. Impressive. So that's good money.
When did the tickets go on sale?
Well, technically, I think they went on sale. Was it Tuesday when the pre-sale started, or was it Wednesday?
Okay.
So
90,000 tickets sold already?
That's between the 2 days. Between the 2 days. So that's pretty good.
That's a lot of tickets.
Yeah. We got another super chat.
Kudos to WWE.
So thank you, Chris, for sending this in. Why Stardom work with Impact, not with AEW, makes sense to me.
It doesn't make sense to anyone, Chris, sweetie. Like, yeah. I also don't know, and we're puzzled about that. I really wanted Stardom Stars on Forbidden Door, as did everybody else. Of course, we don't know everything that's happening behind the screens. So there must be a legitimate reason for that. We just don't know it. But yes, it is frustrating.
So yeah, let's go ahead and talk about AEW that took place. AEW Dynamite took place in Nashville, Tennessee at the Bridgestone Arena. Orange Cassidy and Wheeler Yuta kicked off the night. What do you think of this match, Maggie?
Well, it was all right, but like the aftermatch was the thing that, you know, is the talk, you know, of the show. Because Best Friends, Orange Cassidy, Lucha Brothers, and a returning Eddie Kingston will be facing BCC and another three people. Who are those three people, Rob? They will be facing each other at All In the Stadium Stampede match. Stadium Stampede match, Rob.
Yeah. You know, it's really hard to say because I could see Claudio recruiting Chris Hero.
True.
Because the Kings of Wrestling. I could see John Moxley. He has lots of different options. John Moxley, it would be kind of cool to see him. I don't know who John Moxley would get. Who would you like to see John Moxley? Well, I mean, it might not even be like these guys.
I don't see it as a.
I could see Santana and Ortiz.
Mm-hmm.
That would be good because of the Eddie Kingston angle.
Mm-hmm.
If they're both good to go, which I assume they are.
Yeah. The three I want and the three I think there will be are two different things. The three I think there are going to be will be Butcher and the Blade and Kip Sabian.
Really? You think so?
Why are you making this face? The crowd will go nuts for Kip Sabian.
Well, Kip Sabian, Butcher. I mean, don't get me wrong. I like Butcher and the Blade, but I don't think
it doesn't sound like you do.
No, I just for mystery opponents. I don't think that's the way you go.
Yeah, I get it, but again, the crowd will go nuts for Kip Sabian.
I think it's Nigel McGuinness too. I think that's a good option.
Again, I haven't gotten to the ones that I want to be. Santana and Ortiz and Nigel McGuinness. Those are the three that I want to be. Because Nigel McGuinness can be recruited by Bryan Danielson, having in mind that, that they want to face each other so much. But like he can recruit Nigel McGuinness and Santana and Ortiz for Eddie Kingston. So this is the thing that I want to happen. But Butch and the Blade and Kip Sabian are still there.
Yeah, I see a lot of
people. I'm mad that, you know, so many people have forgotten about Butcher the Blade and Kip Sabian because they haven't put them in any important storylines ever. They dropped people, and it pisses me off because Butcher and the Blade are a legitimately wonderful tag team. Like, every time there is a battle royal and Butcher and the Blade are always in the final, you know, people in the ring, and the commentary always tells us that. Every time there's a battle royal, they say, oh, Butcher and the Blade. Oh, they're once again one of the final people in the ring. And like, no one makes a big deal out of that afterwards.
Time out. Is that supposed to be, who is that supposed to be? Excalibur, Tony Schiavone?
No, that's a stupid person. That's supposed to be a stupid person that puts out the obvious that Butcher and the Blade are really wonderful wrestlers, and then nothing else happens. Like, oh my God, look. Would you look at those wonderful wrestlers in the ring right now? They're so good, and every time there's a battle royal, they're always one of the last contestants. And what you know, you have no idea who they are after the battle royal, and that's so frustrating. It's annoying.
I miss the super chat. Let's talk about Jeff Jarrett, a happier topic.
Oh, we are going to talk about Jeff Jarrett. Believe me, we are. Gonna fucking talk about Jeff Jarrett. Moving the fuck on. Kenny Omega and Hangman Page and Kota Ibushi will face Bullet Club Gold and Takeshita at All In. I don't know. People are online. Get it together, Rob. put your shit together. So Kenny... Like, people online, I saw they were crapping on Kenny Omega's delivery with Jim Ross, you know, the pre-taped interview.
Yeah.
That's weird to me because I didn't see it. But like, it was a pre-taped interview. And the thing that was weird to me was the constant cuts to Jim Ross.
Yeah. I felt awful about that. Just like Jim Ross just standing there. I'm like, come on.
Standing there, like, but this was weird, and in you know, in the whole segment, not Kenny whatsoever. Going back to Jim Ross was just
standing like, there. What? God,
why wouldn't you cut that off?
I don't know. We got another super chat. Butcher and the Blade booked like losers. I think the crowd would boo them out of the building.
Yeah, but like, whose fault is this? Like, they're built like jobbers. They lose all the time.
Yeah.
I get what you're saying. I really do, believe me. Butcher and the Blade are built to be jobbers in AEW, and I'm pissed off about that.
Jason makes a good point. Jim Ross got his shit wrecked last time Juice and Jay were there, to be fair.
I'm not saying that the JR had to get involved. Of course not. Like, no. Like, if you're a smart person at that age, you stay as far away from that as you can. But, like, why cut in kayfabe? Why cut to JR? Just, you know, it was just... We love JR, by the way. Like, it's nothing against JR. It's just... It was weirdly, you know... produced. That's all I'm saying.
Ace says JR had flashbacks to Kane burning him. There you go.
There you go.
So you got Kenny Omega, Hangman Adam Page, Kota Ibushi taking on Bullet Club Gold and Takeshita for All In. I liked how Adam Page was drinking the beer and he was told you can't drink that.
And he just finished the beer and just, you know.
Reminded me of college.
Did you notice that the place that Kenny Omega got attacked and the place that, did they film that in the exact same location, Rob?
I don't think so, but I don't know.
Okay. They filmed the same garage door.
I think they filmed Kenny's at in Jacksonville at Daly's place.
In Jacksonville. And yeah. Then Hangman, did he ever get to film that or was he booted out of the building?
No, he was never there, according to. Okay. So that's probably where they filmed that. Wherever they filmed that is probably what happened. Because according to like reports, he'd never actually made it to the building. So, I mean, he was probably in Greensboro, but I don't think he was. I mean, yeah. That I don't know. I can't say because I don't know.
Okay.
But yeah, what do you think of this match?
I'm excited about it. I get to see Kenny, Hangman, and Kota Ibushi. Like, it's just and Takeshita. I was hoping for Kenny Omega versus Takeshita one-on-one match, but if we get that at All Out, I'm not mad. Mm-hmm. Like, I just wanted to see it in person.
Yeah. Chris Jericho and Will Ospreay was announced because of Chris Jericho's angle with Don Callis.
Explain this segment to me.
Well,
explain the segment.
It felt very Kevin Owens and Jericho like from the Best Friends gimmick in a way. In a way, it wasn't even like story wise, it wasn't. It just kind of reminded me of it. But
I know why it reminded you about that, but this was one of the most schizophrenic segments I've ever seen in AEW. And please, like, okay. So you're Don Callis. And you wanna prank Chris Jericho into making him believe that you want him in his familia or whatever.
Yeah.
So this whole thing was a ruse, okay? Like, he never wanted him in his family. So he did the painting and whatever and whatever, and then Chris Jericho automatically, all of a sudden, says yes. And he was like, oh, okay. And he, what was going to happen if Chris Jericho didn't see, you know, the painting?
Well, the first time.
Don Callis never wanted him in the family to begin with because of, you know, the painting. And everything. This was meant to be a ruse in Don Callis's mind.
Yeah, and first off, shout out to Mel Coleman.
Yeah, all the love to Mel. Jesus Christ, sweetie, please don't stop doing that art.
It was weird. That's really all I can say is it was weird as hell.
When Chris Jericho said yes, why didn't, you know, Don Callis play it off? Oh, yeah, because it legitimately looked as if Don Callis was like, oh, crap, okay.
Oh, yeah,
and they automatically change his mind. I froze, right?
Yeah, you're good. You're good. You're back.
Yeah, oh, okay. I said I'm back, but I don't know what was the last thing that you heard.
I couldn't tell.
Oh, you're not listening to me. Okay.
No, I was, but I, like, you. All I heard, never mind. Just I was listening, but I got nothing. I got nothing right now.
Thank you. Yeah. So it just makes no sense to me. Like, Don Callis could have. What? Like, and this isn't me being pissed off that I'm getting Will Ospreay and Chris Jericho because I'm. This is growing on me. Okay, this match is growing on me because Chris Jericho is. I know that. Chris Jericho is going to put off a wonderful match because at this day of age, I'm surprised that he pulls off matches like that. Also with Will Ospreay, and if you have a bad match with Will Ospreay, maybe stop wrestling. This match is growing on me. This I'm not hating on the segment because of the match. Believe me.
We have a guest.
Yeah.
Hello. Hello, Sean.
I love your hair.
What is it?
Maggie says she loves your hair.
He's been working. I have been working.
Yeah.
A lot going on right now. Rob, I know you wanted to talk about Edge, about Cash Wheeler. Any questions you got?
Yeah, well, my thing is with Edge. Do you know if WWE is trying to re-sign him?
I don't, but I wouldn't be surprised. I know that there's a lot of people that you would think that they have probably reached out to re-sign and stuff like that they haven't. I can tell you they are actively signing potential main roster talent now. It's just they haven't popped up. So I would imagine they've at least had a discussion about it. But also, I don't know how the Endeavor merger is going to affect these things. They could change a lot.
So one thing that Edge is notorious
for. Wait a minute.
Hold on. Signing. Go ahead.
I have a follow-up question.
Okay, sorry. Go ahead.
Okay.
Signing people to the main roster. And, like, is this, you know, from NXT or, like, is the
free agents.
Is over.
Sort of. I haven't seen any pop up on TV yet. You know, there have been the rumors of Carlito and Nia and mm-hmm. Kyrie and people like that. I know at least one of them is signed, but like what will happen before they hit TV? Eric Young never hit TV, for example. Yeah. There are others that never hit TV that I'm trying to nail down, but it's just one of those things where they can make the hires. I mean, Colby Carino was almost hired earlier this year to NXT, and then they're like, the background check. There are people that can't confirm that Brian Pillman is signed yet, and he just may have relocated. Like, it's very weird when you're surrounding it with a merger as well.
So the one thing I was going to add is Edge is really good at kayfabe, like selling, like getting people to believe and stuff. I know you reported that Bray is getting close. Like he's
getting closer. Yeah.
Closer
than he's been.
Yeah. So is it, I got Maggie Don't going in, and I got chat going Don't a few minutes
say
ago.
It.
Tonight would be the perfect opportunity for me to pull the Joel Pearl, Riddick Moss. This would be the perfect opportunity for Bray to come in and basically ruin everything for Edge. I'm just saying it's not going to happen, but I think that would be the way to do it.
Yeah, I mean, I can tell you the people in AEW that are like, yeah, I think he might come over here, but until I see it, yeah. I don't believe it. Edge is not above stretching the truth on social media or interviews as well. So I'm not confident or convinced that he's going to be leaving or anything. And also worth noting, even if it is the last match on his deal, it doesn't mean it's the last appearance on his deal, and it doesn't mean the deal is up. For example, Goldberg worked his last match on the deal well before the deal was actually up, and his WWE deal didn't actually expire until the end of last year. But he didn't have any more matches set after February of 2022. So after Roman Reigns beat him in that 6-minute match, he was good to go.
How I automatically eye roll the moment I hear the name Goldberg.
Yep, same.
I'm sorry.
My last question is, when you two meet in London,
you know what's going to happen? Do you know what's going to happen?
Somebody's probably going to either.
Sean is going to go, oh my God, you're so short.
Well, and yeah, he's so tall, so I get that. But are we going to get like a, like number one contenders match for Joel's title that he doesn't defend?
Yeah.
What are we getting here? I mean, good luck, John.
Going to happen. I'm going to hit her with a big boot, a choke slam, all the big man moves on little Maggie. I'm going to do all
nothing.
Those.
Nothing beats the Black Widow, sweetie. Nothing beats the Black Widow.
Oh man. But yeah, I'm excited. It should be fun. Of course, AEW hits me up and they said, hey, we've got a media junket Friday. Sting will be there. Guy, you've always wanted to interview. Guess what? I get there Saturday.
So. Fuck. I'm sorry.
Oh, somebody does.
People... Go ahead. Sorry.
Somebody says, I think we already know this, but I'm not sure. Sean, is Cash Wheeler allowed to travel to the UK?
There's nothing prohibiting him from doing that by UK law. And also, he doesn't have any travel restrictions that were put on him today. He wasn't asked to turn over his passport, anything like that. So as far as I understand, there's nothing preventing him from doing that.
Yeah. So
apart from people feeling weird about it.
I mean, maybe they will. Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah.
Probably not. Where do you fly out of, Maggie? How long's your flight next week?
About 3 hours, maybe.
like, less than 3 hours.
It didn't used to be like, it used to be like 2 hours. I don't know what the fuck happened.
this is for Ryan, because I don't think he's here, but do they even have airports in Bulgaria?
Yeah, they do. They got my a hometown.
Few. That was just
in my hometown. It's really weird. I don't even have to go to fucking Sofia. I hate that place.
which town do you live in?
Plovdiv.
Oh yeah. They all kind of run together to me. You all have very simple names. Like it's not like Albuquerque or something like that. Y'all are like. Y'all keep it to like one or two syllables in Bulgaria. Oh, no. I appreciate that.
Like, try saying Veliko Trgovo.
Yeah. Ah. Yeah. I saw him in a movie once.
Try saying that.
I think he's in New Japan next week, too. But yeah. Well, never mind. I got nothing again. But yeah, that's really all I had. Maggie, got anything else other than your fans?
Maggie's just so excited to see me. She's saving all the questions for when she sees me in person. That's what it is.
Of course. I have the money questions.
Yes.
The money
like
questions.
I said that I'm going to, you know, fund this entire trip by setting up a YouTube page with me gorilla pressing Alex McCarthy into different stadiums.
There we go.
So, like, the other half will be me asking you the hard-hitting questions.
We're going to get you on camera to film some Fightful stuff. That way we can rack up those billable hours to Jimmy. And then when Jimmy finds out it's Maggie, he'll go, it's Maggie. I can't say no.
There you go.
That's
how
it works.
Even know who I am. Come on.
Yeah, he knows who you are. Knows who you are. He gets your invoice twice a month. He knows exactly who you are.
Yeah. Once a month.
Whatever.
What is this other Maggie that's invoicing Jimmy?
This other Bulgarian Maggie that we have. It's one of the clones that we had made of you.
There is no clones of me. You can't afford that.
See you guys later.
See you. Thank you. That's coexisting for you. Thank you, Sean, for stopping by.
Where were we? Okay, we were talking about the real weird Chris Jericho, Will Ospreay stuff. We're all in.
The only thing I liked about this whole thing was Mel Coleman. So there you go. That's all I got.
Thank you for saying that, because like I was. Thank you, Mel, for introducing us to amazing, wonderful art, because this segment was really, really weird. Do you think that we get Joker's thing?
Yeah,
this is something that was brought up on Love Wrestling's brunch gimmick that we did this Sunday. Please, guys, go check it out. It's on Love Wrestling. Why did I start hiccuping?
I don't know. Could you love wrestling?
So,
ba-dum-bum.
Go to, after the show, go to Love Wrestling's YouTube page and click on the brunch gimmick. This Sunday, I ate potato chips or crisps or whatever you guys want to call it. And the guys there did bring up, they said, do you think that we get Joker Sting? And I said, yes, but not at all in. And now it looks like we're getting Joker Sting at all in. I am not, I'm so happy about that, because he was so, so entertaining in this segment. He was hella entertaining here, and
yeah.
I'm happy to see that. I don't remember who it was from the guys at the stream, but they said the only reason why I would want Joker Sting in AEW was if he was wrestling Joker Penta.
Oh, that'd be cool.
Yeah, that's gonna be really cool. Excuse me, my apologies. I do not know. I cannot give credit to whomever said that on the stream, but like go and check out the stream. It was really nice. We did have the MJF. Oh yeah.
Okay, we got a super chat from our good friend Eric. He says Rob and Maggie just stopping in to say hello and to quote the poet Whitney Houston to Kevin Costner and say, I will always love coexisting.
Oh, thank Eric, you. We will always love you too.
He sends me great videos on Instagram, by the way. You and him send me great Instagram stuff.
Whenever I say you send you Instagram stuff, because yeah. I will send you something after the show. Just please remind me.
Okay.
So MJF and Adam Cole. Why did Roderick Strong hurt himself from kicking a car?
Because it hurts to kick a car. You okay there? Well, Maggie's dying, so it was a hell of a run, but oh well. Are you back? Nope, she's not back. Yeah, just drink your water, say your prayers, take your vitamins. It just hurts to kick a car, I guess. You know, he couldn't handle his rod rage. There you go.
Robert!
No, that's Corey.
Oh, Corey!
I'm just... Yeah.
Corey!
Yeah, how dare you? Actually, I think it was hilarious. Anyways. But yeah, I don't know. The Kingdom.
Yeah. With every day... And every like next segment we get, I get on board with what you said, with what you pitched on last week's show. The Kingdom and Roderick Strong, beating up MJF with Adam Cole, but I feel like it's too soon to break those two up. I feel like that's money, and that's the best storyline right now. In AEW, like one of the best ones. So I kind of don't want to see that go. But let's move on to the Texas Chainsaw Massacre deathmatch that okay. Jeff Jarrett won. Because I feel like next week we're going to talk about All In throughout the entire show. And we do have, more stuff to talk about. What in the mother of crap was that?
Hey, the thing is, we all ripped it to shreds, but then when I found out like what they did with the money, I'm all for it.
I know.
Yeah. But it was ridiculous.
The thing, it was a really weird match. I'm happy that it wasn't on a pay-per-view. That's what I'm going to just say. I just started coughing the moment I remembered this match. Is Jeff Jarrett going to have a match at All In?
I hope so for your sake. that was... Okay, I apologize. That was a joke. It didn't... land too well. Love. Yeah, I know. Well, I was joking. I know how much
you're a meanie, Rob.
I'm a meanie.
Because if Jeff Jarrett has a match on All In and Miro doesn't, I'm gonna be so pissed off.
Well, yeah, I don't.
Because Powerhouse and Hobbs is gonna happen at All Out.
Powerhouse and you mean Miro?
Yes, Powerhouse Hobbs. Yeah. Powerhouse Hobbs and Miro are going to fight at All Out. So this brings me to an overall thought on the card for All In. Okay, so I'm not the person to talk about this because I'm going to lose my mind whatever happens because this is my first ever wrestling show. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to have a wonderful time either way, but I will say that it's a tremendous bummer for me personally that Miro isn't on this card.
Well,
it really hurts me that Miro's not on the card. It really does. That's awful for me, and I wish he was. I'm not taking my Bulgarian flag because there is no point in taking my Bulgarian flag. I do not have room for stuff that I don't need.
I think they're going to add there's no rumors by any means. This is just me. I think I said it last week. Hypothetically, we know how Tony Khan likes battle royals, doing stuff like this. I think he's going to do something to get talent on this card. You know, I do. I think so. I'm hoping.
Get who on this card?
talent. Like talent. So I'm hoping that you at least get to see him. That's what I'm hoping. Like, even if it's a battle royal.
If it's a battle royal, he should win that battle royal.
Well, I'm fine with that. So I just that's how I look at it. If he doesn't get a singles match, I want him to at least, basically, that's what I want to happen for you. I want Miro to be there. So
please.
Yeah. But yeah, that match, Jeff Hardy, Jeff Jarrett, Jeff on Jeff action.
It was what it was. It was for a terrific cause, and they donated a lot of money. So it was what it was. And I'm not gonna be so mad about it, but like, I was just saying, what am I watching?
Yeah.
Also, I was preparing breakfast, so it wasn't that bad. Like, I was eating. So, like,
all right. So I know we got some new viewers in here, so we want to say we appreciate you stopping in and watching us. This next segment, we'll just do a quick introduction because I know some of you don't know what it is. Every week, Maggie, you want to tell them what Cooper Effect is?
Yeah, the Cooper Effect is basically a ripoff from Twin Peaks, one of my favorite TV series. FBI agent Dale Cooper says, every day, once a day, give yourself a present. Don't plan it, don't wait for it, just let it happen. So in this segment, we honor wonderful and wholesome stuff that happened, just so you can celebrate life and wholesomeness, if there's a word like that. And this week, are you going to do the intro? Yep. You're not. I mean, I just stopped talking the moment I saw you doing the intro. So this week, I'm going to tell you, because like it's a really short segment, that a police officer saved this chained doggy from a raging fire. It happened in California, and he vaulted over the fence and worked amid blazing heat to save a chained dog from raging fire. This, as Rob said, we for the new viewers, we adore everything in animals. Like, we adore animals more than people. So, a person risking their lives to save a dog is something that will always make me cry. In this case, the dog was chained, so it was absolutely helpless. So kudos to the police officer for sacrificing their lives to save the dog. And we can move on because I'm going to cry.
Okay. Yeah, wow. Absolutely. Good story. So
look at the book.
Yeah, we do have a generous humper chat sent from Soupy. He says, just another addition to Maggie's UK fun. Need some food to gorilla press Alex McCarthy,
Yes, I do need some food to gorilla press Alex. Like, he's been working out so much and I have not eaten.
So thank you, Soupy. We appreciate you very much. You know that.
We adore you, Soupy, so much. I'm going to talk to you later. Just don't go to bed. Oh, wait, I'm going to bed. Okay. I'm going to text you afterwards. Jesus Christ. Let's talk about some WWE really quick. Okay, Bloodline. When do you stand on the Jey Uso is out? Okay, so this is another storyline which I need explaining. Because the Bloodline storyline has been one of my favorite storylines in wrestling, right? Like, I'm not alone here. Like, no, a lot of people great. Are still, and- yeah. We've all been so in love with this story because it's so, like, it takes your attention. The moment you see Roman Reigns on your television screen, your eyes are glued because you know that this is gold. This is pro wrestling gold right here. Cinema.
Shout out to Reg.
Shout out to Reg. We adore Reg so much. So, Jimmy Uso cost Jey Uso the match and then came out on SmackDown and admitted that the reason why he did that was because he was a pussy.
Okay.
I mean, I didn't want you to ruin the wheel to win that title, because what happens to the tag team after that? Like, that's so bitchy, you little bitch, Jimmy.
What? Oh my god, you're on it today. I love it.
I don't care.
I know, I can tell.
Why? I will betray you, brother. I do not want you to be successful. I am a bitch. I am a little bitch.
You got that Hogan treatment. That's not going to work for me, brother.
Yeah, it's not going to work for me, brother. So, get out. And then he cost him the match. And then when Jey Uso walked out on him, he was like, oh, come on. What? Like, did you think your brother was going to forgive you? And then you're like, I'm sorry, brother. I didn't want you to win a championship, a legitimate championship, and take a lot of money for it and, feed your family with that generous amount of money that you're going to get, and, have the prestige of holding a championship belt and also be the one to dethrone Roman. I will not let you do that, because what happens to me after that? What the fuck kind of an explanation was that? Like, am I the only one who's really, really pissed off about that? Like, Jey Uso was so upset at his brother for costing him his championship that he fucking quit WWE. I'm out, bro. I'm out. See you. And then he walked out. What? Explain.
I got nothing.
Explain.
Wow, man. You know what we were doing? Oh, goodness. I can't explain it, because it's the same crap show after show. Like, after every pay-per-view premium line event.
They were doing so good, Rob. The bloodline story was so amazing. Know, why did they have to fucking ruin that?
The thing is, Roman didn't need the damn belt for the storyline. We know that already.
No.
So it's just, you went nuts there, and I love it. Absolutely love that. That was great. That's going to be a... But you know what? Before we were doing so good without the F-bombs for a couple of shows.
I'm sorry. We're past the 1 hour mark. So I guess.
It's fine.
I'm pissed. I'm pissed because I was so in love with the storyline, and now they're doing this. Like, what kind of fuckery is this? Like, just.
It's fine. It don't matter now. So we're we're almost catching up to Wrestling Perspective Podcast territory.
Oh, I know. I am not. I'm not.
We still got about 24 more F-bombs to go, but we'll be there.
I swear that's it, because the Bloodline storyline is the only thing that makes me flip out so much.
Oh, we can go back to Jeff Jarrett talk.
Because it was so... Oh. Yeah, so... Yeah, the Bloodline, it makes me furious, because it was so perfect up until now. And I had faith, after SummerSlam, I told you I had faith in them because the Bloodline story.
I thought you said it wrong. Yeah, I know.
I said it wrong. I had faith in them because they've been so incredibly right with the storyline. And every time I say, oh, they messed this up, they messed it up. And then every time they reeled me back in with something. And now that's the biggest miss in this entire storyline.
Corey has a point.
Corey, I adore you. Please don't make me, continue with the rage. Because, no, please, no. I'm going to skip over the JD McDonough stuff. Because, I'm just going to wait and see what happens.
I want to say one thing about this.
Yeah, please.
So I've seen a lot of people, granted it's Twitter and social media, a lot of people been saying, I don't like the way Finn Balor's been used. He's been used bad. He's been used brutally. Granted, yes, he hasn't won his matches and stuff. But my thing is when you're featured on the main show every week, the wrestlers tend to like that. So I don't think he's necessarily being treated bad like people think he is.
Yeah, but like you can show someone all you want, but like if you're not booking them correctly, it doesn't matter.
Correct.
I understand what you're saying. Like his booking was so ridiculously awful that what they're doing now is actually good.
Yeah, but that's the thing.
Don't get me wrong. There's still something to work with.
Yeah.
Because like you can always book Finn Balor better. Like the only time Finn Balor was booked great was when he debuted on the main roster, and on his first night he beat Roman Reigns. And then like he beat Seth Rollins for the Universal Championship and like but then got hurt. I feel like he will never go back from that. Like he will never recover. Like that was a terrific setback for him, and it wasn't actually his fault. It was no one's fault. Like accidents happen in the ring. It's wrestling. There are risks and that you're willing to take and everything. The show, the match was great, but now it's ruined by 50,000 rematches after that. I'm obviously over like exaggerating for dramatic effect, but. I'm glad to see Piper Niven back on my TV screen. She is Chelsea Green's new tag team partner, but it was weird because I really wanted to see the auditions for Chelsea Green. They could have had at least put them on social media.
Mm-hmm.
Like at least that you don't have to, like this could have happened next week.
Yeah.
Like put them on social media. Everyone will have fun with that because like Chelsea Green has been so, so great. I adore the way that she's been bit. That she's Correct. Been booked ever since she came back. I'm excited to see what Piper Niven does. It is weird that she just gets to
be the tag team partner, yeah,
and be the tag team partner. That's so incredibly unfair for tag teams that had to relinquish the titles because one of them was actually hurt. But it's Piper Niven, and I'm willing to give it a pass because I miss her on my screen. And now, thankfully. What's happening?
I don't know.
Hopefully they can book her and they can push her because please. So what do you think Nakamura whispered to Seth Rollins? Because I feel like I know.
I know what he said. He goes, I want to go surfing.
you know, that's actually a good one. I'm sorry. It's from all the laughing. No, it's from all the laughing. I feel like he said, stop wearing your wife's clothes.
That might have been better too. I don't know.
And actually, I adore the way Seth Rollins, it's like the drip gut. I love that. And talking about his wife, Becky Lynch and Trish Stratus. My God.
That's a messed up situation, but
yeah, that's a really messed up situation. They were supposed to have this match at SummerSlam. So if this was the match that they were supposed to have at SummerSlam, I'm glad that it wasn't on the card because sure, there wouldn't have been such a rage from Becky and Trish not being on the card, but it would have seemed like. Yeah, okay, there's your match, but we're just gonna skim all over it. Like, not give it anything whatsoever. So, the match was weird. It ended up in a double countout, right?
Mm-hmm.
Double countout, yeah. So, nothing matters on the show whatsoever. So, their next match is gonna be a steel cage match.
Yep.
Is it for next week or is it at Payback?
Next week.
Who's next week?
Yeah. I believe so. I think that's what they said.
Oh, okay.
I think they said next week on Raw. Somebody can tell us, but I'm about 90% sure they said next week's Raw. So we had the Austin Theory attacking Escobar last week on SmackDown. So
yeah, that's the other thing that I don't get. Okay, so was Rey Mysterio injured in the qualifying match with Pablo with Escobar?
Yeah, that's where he got hurt.
Yeah, he got injured. Okay, so he got injured. That's why Escobar won that match.
Yeah.
But now, you know, like, what? If they were going to have this match today and not in the pay-per-view, why make Escobar the winner?
I don't know.
Like, that's my question. Like, they didn't have... Like, why?
The only thing, like, what I thought, maybe, like... My thinking was... Okay. So they let Ray win this title. Are they going to make... Granted, they just made Escobar a face not too long ago, but I could see him totally being like, this was my title, blah, blah, blah.
I do not want to see that.
But I'm like, just saying, Escobar... doesn't that have WWE written all over it, though?
Yeah, but like LWO, oh, come on. Like, you cannot tell me that they're not selling merch here.
That's the thing. That's where it... That's where you...
And Escobar going back to NXT and helping Tony D'Angelo and Stacks, that was so great, by the way. I love that. And that major babyface reaction.
That's
true. Major.
That's a good point. I didn't think of that. Yeah, maybe.
So I understand, but like, so they have Escobar winning the match, and they weren't supposed to get the match until now. So what? It's a whole mess. And what does LA Knight get out of everything? Like, what? Where is he? Like, he's gonna have that match with Miz.
Mm-hmm.
And after that, what happens? Because, like, he won a huge-ass battle royal. No, a Slim Jim. Yeah, a Slim Jim, yes. Battle royal. Yes. So he won that. Why isn't he bragging about that? In kayfabe, why doesn't he say, I won a big-ass battle royal from Slim Jim, whatever that is? Is this meat? Is Slim Jim meat?
Yeah, it's meat stick that you eat.
It's a meat stick in your meat. Okay, yeah. It's been a while.
You put the meat in your mouth and you eat it.
Okay, do you... Okay.
It's been a long
time.
Yeah,
Sean had to be here for this.
Yeah, we're not nearly as good at that.
So, it's... Why did he say, hey, hi, Hess? it's a me, like the person who won the battle royal. Yeah, so why am I not getting anything out of it? So, like, bragging rights, right? Like, what are you bragging about? Facing Miz? No. What the fuck? No. Like, just... Sorry. There you go, Corey. So, it's just puzzling to me. And I know that not everyone gets LA Knight. I understand that. But, like, the fact is that people in AEW chant, yeah! All the time, yeah, so it just makes you think, right? It's just one of those things.
Sorry.
Yeah, might as well.
Yeah, guys are coexisting after dark this week. Has a great guest, Stephanie Chase of Digital Spy. She also is, of course, of Stephanie Chase Wrestling on YouTube and the host of Fightful's Prediction Shows. She was our guest this week on Coexisting After Dark. She is awesome. You guys will love her. We had a great time. We talked. We had her on for 30, 35 minutes. Had a blast. She's awesome.
Not have me throughout the entire duration of this interview.
Yeah, you cut out quite a bit. You left.
So. Yeah, I loved the interview. And then I came back. Don't worry, guys. Yes. If you go... and watch Coexisting After Dark with our special guest, Stephanie, you will understand the fan. Because apparently Stephanie has a huge collection of fans. You know, not only, you know, physical, actual human being ones. Like, she actually has one of those as well. Pretty impressive collection, might I say. She's such a sweetheart. I'm so looking forward to meeting her at Wembley. But yeah. Please check us out. Of course, subscribe to Fightful Select. This is the most direct way to support us. Thank you so much for tuning in this week. I know that we had You know, some new viewers, I'm sorry if you were puzzled by, you know, a lot of stuff on this show, but that's just the way we roll. Thank you for tuning in. Join us every Friday at 3 p.m. Eastern on this very channel. Join us next week. It's going to be a really anxious show because I will be losing my mind because, you know, a couple of hours after that, then I'm like traveling to London. London calling. Yeah, so it's going to be a really prediction-heavy show next week. We'll be talking about All In a lot. I will be happy, crying, raging, and or, you know, normal Maggie stuff. So you can join me. Follow me on Twitter at Maggie_IK or X or whatever you guys want to call it. If I'm not blocking you, I soon will not be able to. You can follow me also on Instagram at Maggie.IK. Might as well Blue Sky, okay? Maggie-IK. As I'm seeing that, you know, Twitter or X is going down. Rob, please promote your show. You have a new You have a new upcoming show?
Yeah, I have a new show coming a week from this Sunday, the same day as All In. It is called My Point Is. It is hosted by myself and Seahawk, a.k.a. Cameron Hawkins. You guys know him. He's with The Ringer. He's a pretty popular guy. He's really good. He's really funny. He's really good. You guys are going to like this show a lot, I think. I'm very anxious for it. But anyways, you guys can follow me at Rob Wilkins on Twitter. I'm also on Instagram at Fightful Rob, and I am on Threads at Fightful Rob. We want to say thank you very much for joining us. We will see you next week for predictions for All In and much more. So thank you guys. Talk to you later. Peace out.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get half gallons of delicious Kroger milk for $1.29 each. Then get flavorful Tyson Natural Boneless Chicken Breasts for $2.49 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.